Welcome back. Michael Warren Thomas here. This is For the Love of Food on WYSL 1040, 92.1 FM Talk. And Valentine's Day is just around the corner. And wine is a pretty good thing to have with Valentine's Day. And there's a relatively new wine shop in the South Wedge in one of the relatively new buildings here, along with Full Moon Vista, across the street from Hedonist Chocolates, and I sometimes say dangerously close to Hedonist Chocolates. Joel Serra is with us from South Wedge Spirits and Wine. And Joel, how long have you been open?
Well, first of all, thanks for having me. We've been here for 7 months now.
And how did you decide on the spot in the South Wedge?
My wife and I, we fell in love with this neighborhood when we moved in 3 years ago. It's not just a great place, there are great people that live here, and I thought this spot could be successful.
It looked like you had a long commute. I saw you strolling in this morning. It looked like you're able to walk to work.
I live a couple blocks away.
So big snowstorms, whatever, you'll probably be open.
We're open 7 days a week.
I'm not sure this is the winter for big snowstorms. But what got you interested in the idea of a wine shop? Did you go into some that in particular that you got the idea? Or maybe first tell us what you were doing in your previous lifetime before the wine shop.
Well, I come into this as a 12-year practicing architect. I guess my interest in wine comes from my family. I grew up in the kitchen, and my family always regarded wine as food. So I've always had an interest in wine, and I guess that became a little more serious when I spent some time in Europe, in Switzerland to be exact. You get a nice overlap of Italian, German, and French cultures there.
Were you traveling there or working there?
I was studying abroad at the time.
And the Swiss even make some wine. They also have pretty good chocolate. That's a gorgeous area to visit. Surprised you were lured back to the United States, attempting to stay in the Alps?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I did make a couple of attempts to see if I could find work there and stay, but being a student, I was a little too young and unexperienced. Anyway, Switzerland does have some fantastic chocolate, but I think we have a chocolatier here that rivals them right here in the Wedge.
Yeah, Hedonist. They started out with selling at the South Wedge Farmers Market, and then opened the whole alleyway store, which I thought was the cutest store of any kind in Rochester, and now they have a full storefront, the whole building. It looks great.
Yeah. And well, as an architect, you can really appreciate how much they were able to accomplish in that back space, and now it shows with them buying the building. And I guess that's sort of evidence of what I was talking about, this neighborhood being special. We have so many different great businesses in the business district, and that's a byproduct of people vehemently supporting local and privately owned.
It's one of the business districts that has the fewest chains that are, and I don't know if there's even really one in this area. Taco John's down the street, Cheesy Eddie's, Beale Street, and all kinds of neat, unusual business. Not all of them food either. There's a lot of small businesses to discover as you walk down the street.
True, true. Everything from Lux Lounge, which has been here for 9 years, to the bike shop, Full Moon Vista, Open Face Sandwich, the Tap and Mallet, which is the old McGregor's, one of the best menus in town, both food, beer, and wine.
And you have Solera Wine Bar as well. So was this a difficult choice on where in the South Wedge to open? Were you waiting for this new building to go in or looking for other space here before it opened?
No, the space seemed ideal, and I did think about the relationship with Solera, but we're doing two different things.
So they don't have retail wine sales. They have by the glass.
Correct, and I don't have by the glass. And, actually I had reached out to the owners there, John Fanning, and kind of introduced myself before I opened up the store. And again, more evidence of, the people in this neighborhood are what make it great. John sat down with me, he gave me some advice, introduced me to some really credible distributors that distribute you know, some of the world's best wine, and you won't find them in the bigger retailers because they reserve them for small businesses like this. So, you know, thank you to John.
You have a number of Finger Lakes wines, a great selection of Ravines, Herman Wiemer, Dr. Frank, three of the best wineries in the Finger Lakes, so people can find a rosé from Ravines that might be especially nice for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a pink rosé. It's 100% Pinot Noir. And Holly Howell actually wrote a little piece about it in the DNC last year. Really crisp floral with notes of strawberry and raspberry. It would make an excellent gift for Valentine's Day.
Pretty dry rosé, too. It's going to shock people looking for a white Zinfandel.
Yeah, absolutely. There are many rosés that are extremely dry and crisp. Ravines, in particular, does a good job of producing a European dry style. They also have a world-class dry Riesling with 0.2% residual sugar in it. In New York, you can label your Rieslings dry up to 1.8%, which is borderline sweet. So if people are looking for that crisp, mouth-watering acidity, I would recommend Ravines every time.
And a great food wine, too, by the way, in general, for looking for something that's diverse. For this shop here in the South Wedge, you know, South Avenue, you can catch people on the way home from work, maybe, that live downtown, or work downtown. Maybe these days, you know, people that work out of the city and live in the city. And then, you know, it's a walkable neighborhood, obviously. Maybe the bulk of your customers are people who live right here in the Wedge.
Yeah, we get a lot of local foot traffic, and we do get a lot of people that are driving home from downtown to, let's say, Henrietta, that they stop in and they grab a bottle on their way home. So it's a pretty diverse clientele.
Now, how do you choose which wines to put on the shelf here? You don't have a ton of space. It's a fairly large spot, but not one of the mega stores. What are your criteria for almost it's got to knock something out to bring it in?
Well, what you're looking at right now is probably about 10% of what I taste. So, yeah, there I have some pretty high standards, and I'm looking for well-developed flavors of both fruit and acidity. I'm looking for consistency and balance. And to satisfy all price points, I have wines that, you know, average $5 a bottle that are 95-point rated and gold medal winners, and that ranges up to wines close to, let's say, $50, which, you know, come from wineries that have won over 100 awards in the past 8 years, including several double gold. So there's something for everybody in the store, and, you know, it's all very good quality and handpicked by me.
Tonight, you have some tastings going on. It's a Saturday night. You do tastings on Fridays and Saturdays. What kinds of things we open tonight, and what are the hours that you'll be tasting?
We taste from 5 to 8. However, if you're just outside of those hours, feel free to ask, and you know, I'd be happy to accommodate you. We're opening an 09 cab. It's a little young. However, it is a very special cab, and it represents a 50% retail savings. All French oak, very rich, very full-bodied.
So one that you could drink now, potentially, or save it for a while?
I would definitely drink it now because I just don't have the patience for cellaring, but more cellaring, you'd be certainly rewarded with aging this cab. It's very nice. We're also doing a Cote de Rhone. Rhone Valley wines are Grenache Syrah blends, primarily. They're oak-aged, so they have a tendency to be a little bit on the blackberry side of things, very dry and very popular. And we're also going to be opening a sweet Moscato, you know, sort of for Valentine's Day. It's a very nice Frizzante, partially sparkling Italian wine from the southern tier of Italy, peaches, apricots, and nice acidity. I think a lot of Moscatos you find now are sickeningly sweet or almost syrupy sweet. This one has some nice balance to it.
So, again, those tastings generally Fridays and Saturday nights, people can try a couple sort of wide-ranging wines?
Absolutely. And the reality is we taste wines pretty much all the time. So it's rare for a customer to come in and not be able to try a sample if they'd like to.
Now, will you be able to get away and visit some of these wineries and wine regions? Or, you know, we've only been open 7 months, so you don't exactly perhaps have a big staff and, you know, ready to take long vacations. More like knuckle down and get business in the door.
It's true. I am here a lot, and I think that's a benefit to the customers. I want to make sure that they get to talk to the owner, and if they have questions, I'm the one answering them. However, I'm excited that I'm hiring someone today, so I'm looking forward to having a little bit of time away.
Joel Serra's with us, South Wedge Spirits and Wine, and what's your website?
It's southwedgespiritsandwine.com.
Very easy. And the you've got some aerators here on the counter, something that if people talk about decanting and things, this is a way to sort of decant it right on the spot.
Yeah, it's a very nice product from Nuance is the company, and you can buy them through wineenthusiast.com for $35 plus shipping, but we're selling them for $25 because we have a wholesale account. It's a 3-in-1 product. It aerates your wine. It's also a stopper and a filter.
It catches those bits of cork, maybe?
Correct. And it also aspirates the wine as you pour. The wine pours through a small stainless steel screen that does that. So it's the equivalent of decanting 30 minutes without waiting. So with your traditional decanter, you would have to hold an aerator over it and pour the wine through the aerator into the decanter and then wait 30 minutes. With this product, it replaces the cork in the bottle, so it gives you more time to just kind of enjoy your company and friends and the wine.
And then you kind of decant it as you need it rather than all of it at once.
Correct. So you save a lot of wine. If you want to have a glass just by yourself on a weeknight, you can do that, and you won't ruin the bottle.
Decanters look cool, though. They're a pain to wash, but they are some really cool-looking ones.
Well, they make an impressive presentation, and I don't want to dissuade someone from buying one for a large party when they know they're going to pour the whole bottle. But if it's just you and a friend, and you're not really sure that you want to drink the entire bottle, you might want to use a product like this.
So are there some, beyond the wines you're tasting tonight, maybe a couple wines that you've been trying recently, brought into the store that people I'll look for and maybe try those the next couple weeks?
Yeah, I'm looking to bring in some Chilean wines that I've tasted recently, very decent quality, and they'll satisfy a very low price point, definitely under $10 a bottle. I've tasted some nice French blends, some more Rhone Valley blends, which I'm excited about, and Casa Larga. We're looking at bringing in more New Yorks all the time. So, for me, it's about building relationships with the local people that work for the wineries and tasting them, and they've impressed me recently, so we're definitely going to try and bring them in as soon as possible.
And I think you said you're going to go up to the Ice Wine Festival on the 18th, next weekend?
If I can get away, I'm definitely going to be there. I'm looking forward to it.
It's on the 18th from noon to 6 at Casa Larga. They have a bunch of wineries coming, bringing ice wines, and it's the 4th Annual New York Ice Wine Festival, one day only. That's February 18th. Joel Serra's here, and it's the South Wedge Spirits and Wine shop, opened about 7 months ago on South Avenue. And for the next couple years, kind of what do you see for the store? What would you like to do? As you have a cooler so people can buy wines ready chilled, so that's nice. What other kinds of things do you see? Adding and diversifying selection?
Definitely. Yeah, right now we're looking at diversifying our wine selection, and while it's a small store, I think we have a lot of space to grow, and we could maybe more than double the amount of wines we have in the store right now. For me, it's a slow process. It's usually first about building those relationships, tasting, and that's the ultimate test. If it tastes decent and I think it satisfies a price point that I'm missing, then I bring it into the store.
Do I dare ask you about wine in grocery stores and what your reaction is to that?
You know, I think that grocery stores do a good job doing what they do, and they should let us do what we do.
Well, here in the South Wedge, someone's going to have to go fairly far to find a grocery store. They're a decent ways away. I would think you'd be insulated from that a little bit. But, again, this would be a controversial issue. It'll be coming up again at some point, and want to get your feedback. From your point of view as a small store, in a neighborhood?
I think it would affect more than just my industry. You know, it would create a loss of jobs that, you know, if a store like this or other stores were to disappear, these stores are anchors in their community, and, you know, you lose a tax revenue, and suddenly you've got this scar on the built environment, this empty space that may or may not get refilled. So I think it has a ripple effect far beyond the industry.
As an architect in your previous lifetime, it must be fun to watch the buildings across the street on South Avenue. Not sure what's going in yet, but it's some gorgeous windows, and they've sort of taken away some of the past frontage that hid the brick and some of the, maybe it's metal trim underneath. It looks really nice now.
Yeah, there's a huge buzz going on, the speculation of what might be going in there. I've only heard rumors. I wouldn't feel right speaking to that. But we're all very excited. I mean, it just makes the neighborhood a little bit more diverse and interesting and brings more foot traffic down here and makes the South Ledge more of a destination.
Yeah, well, Hedonist Chocolates is right next to that building where they've been doing this renovation. So a couple of them, and then just down the way, another renovation, another building. It seems like this is a great time in the South Wedge. Zeppa Bistro is open now in the German House. It's an exciting time for businesses here, I think.
Yeah, I mean, speaking both as a resident merchant and a past architect, Zeppa, they've unearthed all the original brick architecture in that space. So I personally haven't had a chance to see it, but I'm very excited to go down there and see what they've done. And I think from what I've heard, they've created a atmosphere very conducive for fine dining.
So South Wedge, it's South Wedge Spirits and Wine. Joel, thanks very much.
Thank you, Michael. Thanks for having me.
Stop down and taste some wine tonight, 5 to 8 p.m. for a pre-Valentine's Day tasting.